Well, it says 6 now, so we can get started. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 11th, 2015. The time is now 6 p.m. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Is there anybody who'd like to speak to public comments?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. All right. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
I do have one announcement. I wanted to remind all of y'all that June and July P&Z will be held at the Public Works Building. The address for that is 501 James Street for council renovations. I'll email y'all and remind you.
Thank you. All right. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 13, 2015. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Is there any discussion? I have a couple of corrections. Under 1.0, Daryl's name has an A.
Phew. I didn't see that.
And under 5.3, that was a preliminary plat, but I'd like the final plat removed. And under 5.4, where it says motion made by Commissioner Byrd, second by Commissioner Rockmore to approve the final plat. The final plat needs to be removed, please. All right. Is there any other comments or discussions or corrections? All righty. Daryl, would you like to make your motion to approve with corrections?
Motion to approve with corrections.
Thank you. Evelyn, you second that?
I'll second the correction.
Thank you. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve Tomball Townsite Lot 24 replat. Being a subdivision of 0.2755 acres of land, being all of lots 21, 22, 23, and 24 of Block 80 of revised map of Tomball Townsite, Volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County out of the William Hurd Survey, abstract number 371 in the city of Tomball in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in consideration of the platting process. One, remove note 3. Two, change note 6 from Houston to Tomball or remove the entire note. Address minor comments. Title: Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon the above on these comments being addressed.
Okay, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with contingency.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Is there any discussion? Questions? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. 5.2, consideration to approve CSS Real Estate Holding 1, being all of a called 0.8556 acres, recorded under County Clerk's file number Z417949 of the official public records, real property of Harris County, map records located in the Joseph Survey, abstract 34, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, Community Development recommends approval of this plat.
All right. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Richard? Was that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.3, consideration to approve KCS subdivision, being a subdivision of 8.2680 acres of land situated in the John M. Hooper Survey, abstract number 375 of Harris County, Texas, and being out of and part of a called 8.489 acres as described in deed recorded in clerk's file number S026291 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this is a preliminary plat. This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in consideration of the platting process. 1, submit a title report. 2, bold the boundary line for Reserve A. 3, list the restrictions for Reserve A and address minor comments. 2 decimals for square footage. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Is there any discussion or questions? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. 5.4, consideration to approve Tomball Business and Technology Park, Lot 4, partial replat, a subdivision of 258.1764 acres, being a replat of Lot 4 of Tomball Business and Technology Park, as recorded in film code number 653006 of the Harris County map records in the Elizabeth Smith Survey, abstract number 70, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, there is a correction on the acreage. The acreage is 25.1764 acres.
Say again, please, Lori.
The correction is 25.1764 acres.
So just remove the 8.
Okay.
Yeah, remove
Got
the
it.
8. It was a typo.
A little extra there. All right.
Okay, now I'll give you my comments.
Oh, I thought that was a little large.
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in consideration in the platting process. 1, provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, Tomball ISD. 2, remove building lines. 3, add sets and bounds. 4, bold new lot line boundary. 5, address minor comments, correct date, spelling, record information, title and name. 6, the plat fees were overpaid by $559.23. They may submit a request for reimbursement for the overpayment. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies, adding in the change to drop the 8?
Motion to approve with contingencies and dropping the 8.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, is there any discussion or questions?
Yes. Who paid? You wrote, your sentence says you may submit a request. Who are you asking to submit the request for the reimbursement?
This is the comment sheet that goes back to the surveyor that submitted it.
Okay. Thanks. It's like really weird. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay. Please enter your vote now. Consideration 5.5.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, thank you. 5.5, consideration to approve Reserve at Spring Lake, Section 2, being a replat of unrestricted Reserve D of replat of the final plat reserve at Spring Lake, Section 1, located in the Joseph Miller League A-50 W.H. Clemens Survey A-1641 Harris County, Texas, City of Tomball, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in consideration of the plating process. One, remove parcels from the reserve at Spring Lake Section 1 unless adjacent to Section 2. Two, correct the acreage to include all of Reserve D in correct numbers. Three, update summary table. Four, remove building lines, they're not necessary per our plating requirements. Five, address minor comments, 2 decimal places for square footage. And six, the fees were underpaid by $167.84. Based on the replating of Reserve D for Section 2, they should submit the fees with the corrected Mylar. Fees may change if sheets submitted get reduced. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Okay. Is there a section?
Second.
Does anybody have any questions or? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. 5.6, consideration to approve zoning case P15-039, request by Diane Deaton on behalf of Kathy A. Gibson to amend Chapter 50, zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 0.32 acres of land legally described as lots 1 and 2, Block 3, Main Street, Tomball, within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located south of Barber Street and west of South Vernon Street, from the single-family residential 6th District to the Old Town and Mixed-Use District. Staff, could we please have a report?
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners. This is an aerial photo of the property in question. It's located at the northwest corner of Barbara and Vernon. It's currently developed with a single-family residential home on it, and it's generally located south of Main Street. This is a zoning map. The property in question is cross-hatched in red. It's zoned SF6. As you can see, the property has SF6 to the north, east, and south, as well as Old Town mixed use in the area, as well as general commercial to the west of the property. This is the comprehensive plan, a future land use of the property. Again, it's cross-hatched in red, and the comprehensive plan does show mixed use for the subject property. Notification for tonight's meeting was sent out to property owners within 200 feet. Actually, looking at what we've received tonight, we have 1 in support and 4 in opposition. Staff does recommend approval. The request is in conformance with the approved future land use plan, as I just showed you. There are a variety of residential and non-residential uses in the area, and also a variety of residential and non-residential zoning districts in the area. I'd be happy to answer any questions following the public hearing. The applicant is here representing the homeowner.
All right, thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case and state your name and address for the record, please?
Is this on?
Yes.
I appreciate being here tonight. My name is Diane Deaton. I'm a commercial real estate broker. I have my own company, Deaton & Associates. I was hired by Kathy Gibson.
Your address, please.
I'm sorry?
Your address, please.
My address, 7022 Napier Lane, Houston, Texas, 77065.
Thank you.
I represent Kathy Gibson, who lives in Gonzales, Texas. 300 South Vernon is the residence of her deceased father. We met, and we were actually talking about whether to list it as residential or commercial. But if you list for a commercial, there's a substantial increase in the price. The asking price for the property is $350,000. And I'm not a residential broker, so I don't know how much it would be if it were listed as residential, but it would be substantially less. So we decided to submit the application. I met with Rodney Smith and Harold Ellis, and I'm here tonight. But looking at the area, the adjacencies, seemed to be quite clear to us that we could apply for this. because you've got clinics and law offices and a school nearby. Also, I've had, you know, a lot of interest, phone calls in this commercial property. I've had most recently an interest in a law firm here in town. And I can answer any questions.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case P15-039 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:16. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and your address for the record. So if you'd please come up.
Good evening. I'm new to Tomball. As a matter of fact, I just moved here yesterday. I moved into 725 Barbara Street, which is about 100 feet away from the property.
And your name, sir? I'm sorry.
My name is Les. First name is Les, L-E-S. Last name is Lee. My wife and I have been looking very hard for quite a while for a property in Tomball area. We do like the mixed-use approach that's going on. I'm very familiar with the HGAC plan and the rezoning that's happened, and I'm very in favor of all of that. However, I feel like where I am right now, I didn't know that this was being considered for commercial, and we chose the house where we are because of the zoning that was in place at this time. We live on Barbara. This home is right at the very end of our street, so it's the entryway to our street, which is very much residential. It's a suburban type of a street. I'm afraid with the close proximity to the hospitals that this probably won't be a law office. It may be some kind of a medical clinic or something like that that moves in. I think if it were closer over to the main street and so forth, you might get some retail or other types of amenities that would be brought in. But I think as a result of this, we did purchase our house recently as residential, so I know the price range is more in the $150,000 to $160,000 range, not the $300,000-something. So I understand why the owner may want this to go commercial. All up and down Vernon Street are residences right now, so this would be smack dab right in the middle of our entrance with residences all around it. So I feel like it's the first domino to fall that would make all of that whole street kind of go commercial and medical. So to us, I think it's a lifestyle change. I think it would hurt our property values, and I think it also would take away from the character of that area. So those are my primary thoughts. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? If so, please come to the front and state your name and address. In the room, you have 3 minutes to speak.
My name is Lorraine Featherston. I live at 710 Barbara. I've been there for 21 years. Raised my kids there, and I understand the growth of Tomball is very important. My father owns a lot of land here. His name is Ernie Grandinetti. Barbara knows him. I've watched the city grow, and I'm very proud of it. And I love my street, though. I love my area. It is a neighborhood of homes and people and families. I agree with my new neighbor here. Coming out of your street every day and seeing what could be a garage or a clinic or something else. I mean, I understand it's around and I'm accepting of that. If you could guarantee me it's going to be a lawyer's office, I would probably be okay with that. Because the lawyer at James and Holdery takes wonderful care of their property. But when I look at the tire shops and all the other little things that come up around town that really, growing up here, which I have grown up in Tomball, we've been here since the early 70s. I love my town and I want to see it grow and I'm very proud of it, but something like that, it's just not right for our area of town. And I hope y'all respect that. I don't know where you live in town, but if you want to pull out of your house every day and look into a tire shop, that's your business. But on our street, I've talked to a lot of my neighbors and they're all in agreement. You know, it's just, we like our area and our street and our neighbors. We're all close and we hang out together on the weekends. You know, our kids play together on that street. If we have a more commercial right there, I mean, who's to say that people aren't going to be speeding up and down the street with kids? And we have a lot of new people there. I've been there so long, I've seen a lot of original owners pass away and their houses be sold, and we've gotten some really great people back there who want to stay and raise their family there. To me, it is, it's Pecan Grove. It's our little neighborhood. And I really hope that y'all will consider keeping it a neighborhood and not opening it up to more businesses. I mean, I agree. Up and down Vernon, it might be a school there, but it's houses and homes where people live. And I know on the corner where Miss Radicke used to live, it's a new family with a new baby, you know. It's good enough to have a school, and that's almost good for us because we know what's there. But when you're opening it up to something else that could be whatever, nobody can guarantee what it is, that's just not great for our neighborhood. So I hope y'all consider that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? You're welcome to come up.
Good evening. I'm Erlene Schmidt, and I live at 728 Barber Street, which is the nearest house across to the Vernon Street. And that property, as everybody was saying, is just facing the very opening to our little street and our little neighborhood. And our little area was developed in the latter 50s, and I've been there for 58 years. I love it. It's my quiet, peaceful place, and I feel like if commercial comes in across the street, all that's going to be changed. My kitchen window faces directly that property. Being a woman, I spend a lot of time at my kitchen window, at my sink, and every time I look out, I'll be seeing this commercial, whatever it is. And it's going to make me feel like I'm living in a business district rather than living in the area that I love and the quietness. And it's going to affect the serenity of my home. I enjoy working out in the yard, and I'm not going to feel that peaceful working out in the yard. I'll almost feel like I'm on display if there's something commercial over there. So another thing that I think about is the added noise, more traffic on the streets, problems with maybe security. You don't know who's going to be over there. You don't know who's going to be going in and out. You don't really know what it's going to be. I like some of the others. If it could be something very quiet, I would even think if it could be a place where a family could have some sort of a business or an office or something in there where it still seemed like a family. But I feel like if that goes commercial, just as the other Les said, I feel like right away next door will go commercial. They'll be looking right out their front door to commercial property. That's not going to be something that a family's going to want to live with, I don't think, looking out your front door to something commercial. So then that's directly just going to, I think, shift everything in that way. And it's just going to take the ambiance of our little neighborhood in a totally different direction. Thank you.
Thank you. So anyone else who'd like to speak, please give your name and address. You've got 3 minutes to speak. Thank you.
My name's Rebecca Goldman, Rebecca Allison Goldman. I'm speaking, I guess, on behalf of 727 Barber Street and 304 South Vernon. I grew up at 727 West Barber Street. My parents moved into that house in 1957. I was 18 months old. It's always been residential, and Vernon Street was then too. Vernon Street is four blocks long that runs between Main Street and the Alma James intersection. There are no businesses on Vernon Street. The school is at the corner. CVS faces Main. Teddy Vogt's house at Alma is an allergy clinic, which is a very quiet place. It's still the house. My daughter lives at, I own 304 South Vernon, which is the house next door to this property. And it's a rental, I own it, but my daughter and my grandsons live in it. The school at the corner, there's lots of kids on Barber Street, James Street, and my grandson that walk to school every day down Vernon, to and from. It is a quiet street. It's not an adequate thoroughfare for commercial traffic. The school buses use it for drop-off and pickup for the kids. The kids line up along Vernon Street to get on the buses at the school to unload and load. Mrs. Schmidt is right. The other lady is right. We will lose the quietness of the area. Like I say, there are no businesses on Vernon. It's all private homes. Every property adjacent to this property is a private home. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Please come up, state your name and address. You have 3 minutes to speak. Yes, sir.
My name is Bill Delaney, and I live at 70711 Barber Street. I go out Barber Street every morning about 4:30. The first house that I see when I hit Vernon Street is this property you're talking about. I've lived on Barber now for 14 years. Pay my taxes there, and it's a residential neighborhood. The reason I moved there was because it was a residential neighborhood. I didn't move uptown by the Dairy Queen or further uptown because I wanted to live in a commercial area. I don't know too many people that buy a house in a subdivision that want to say, I live in a commercial area. So the reason I bought there was because it was residential. The reason I'd like to stay there is because I hope it's residential. There is a lot of school traffic in the mornings and the afternoons up and down Vernon. And I don't know what kind of a residential business this might be, but I know I used to walk when I retired several years ago before I went back to work around the school. And I know the school guards pay particular attention about staying away from the children and the buses when they're loading and unloading for safety reasons. And I fully understand and I respect it. So I'd walk across the street by CVX and go down the other way. I'd hate to see a residential district come in there and start having traffic and businesses pick up to where we put our kids in jeopardy coming in to and from the school. There are a lot of the students that live close on either Vernon or Barbara down here that don't take the bus. The bus don't go down those streets and pick them up. And so, and I don't know if you can answer questions if I ask you one. Can you or not?
No, sir.
But I'd like to know what typically happens to the taxes and the property value of a home in a residential area when you make something adjacent to it then commercial. I understand the lady said she's going to get $200,000 extra by registering this as commercial and selling it. But what then is going to happen to the houses in that area? Are they going to go down? And if they go down, then is the city going to go in and cut the taxes and reduce the property taxes? Then are we going to be able to sell those homes? Or will we then have to go out and look for a real estate lady like this right here to come in and do an evaluation and make that residential? I'm just hoping that this is not reclassified as residential, and I hope it stays like it is. And I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak?
I forgot to say one thing. Could I just say something?
Okay, you'll have 1 minute.
You just brought to mind the very thought that I meant to say. The most important concern that I have is what is going to happen. I feel like if that becomes commercial, then our property values are going to go down. And if we decide we don't want to live there because it is commercial, then we're the ones that's going to probably have to take a loss and go down in our property values because of this. So I feel like it's possibly going to really cut the value of our homes.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Okay, would the applicant like to address the concerns or speak again? You're allowed to speak again after somebody's spoken against. Well, no questions, but if you have something else you would like to say, you're welcome to come up and say that.
No.
All right. Thank you. Okay. If there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:30. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-039?
Motion to approve.
All right, is there a second?
Second. Now, are we approving the rezoning or just approving
the case?
We have to.
It's a motion to
approve. It's a motion to approve, then we'll have discussion regarding it, and then you may vote either way you wish.
I get tripped up on this half the time. So.
Right, okay.
You haven't voted it in yet, so.
Okay, and the second, Evelyn?
Yes, all I right. did.
Okay, now, is there any discussion? Any questions?
Okay, so let's review mixed use. I think you guys can go over that with us again, and it'll help the audience to understand what mixed use really means when it comes to.
Could you read the definition of mixed use, Harold?
Well, what I've got here is a comprehensive plan which talks about what mixed use, if you were to approve this, it would
right.
be mixed use. Basically, mixed use is intended to include a mix of office, retail, and commercial and high-density residential uses in a master-planned, integrated manner. The uses may be located within a development, either horizontally or vertically in form. They may be accomplished on single or multiple parcels of land, as long as the site is planned and developed as one integrated project. It's envisioned that mixed-use designations will ultimately be located in areas with multimodal transportation access to support the intensity of development.
So you state residential, and that would be considered within mixed use to be high density?
Yes.
Okay.
Typically. Now, it doesn't
Typically.
Always have to work
right.
out that way.
Mm-hmm. And high density would be?
Not single family residential. It would be typically apartments or townhouses or something like that.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Discussion?
Yeah, I still have more discussion on that. My understanding from the mixed use, they also, there's a parking requirement. Am I correct on that? I think we went through that discussion. When
yes,
we
did.
So mm-hmm. we need to address that too, so the residents or people here will be able to understand that requirement too. So
parking would be based on the use that's proposed for the property. If it were, you know, say an office, it would have one ratio, I believe, of 1 to 300. If it were a restaurant, it would have a much higher parking ratio of 1 to 100. So parking will be addressed at a later time. But there are parking requirements for all the different land uses.
Okay, and this is not located at the alleyway, so they don't have that option to park behind it. I think I remember that.
No, it's on the corner.
It's on the corner. Okay, so what's the difference between the commercial and residential value of the property of the other residents? I think that was the Mayor King's concern. As far as taxes, I thought that would bring up residential value. It wouldn't. Has anybody ever addressed that?
That's not something that from the city side
we right.
address.
We don't address
that's what
that.
I thought.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so we really don't have no idea.
No, as the Planning Zoning Commission, we don't address that.
Okay, that's okay. I just wanted
yeah.
to get an idea.
You have fine real estate, you know, I guess, unless Lauren knows. All right, are there any other questions? All right, hearing none, please enter your vote now. Oops, got to get it up first. Sorry, we beat you. Okay. Do it again.
Motion fails unanimously.
Okay. All right. Okay, is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Please enter your vote now.
Okay.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. And the time is now 6:34.